Trouble According to Humphrey, Chapter 11, The Difficulty with Dr. Drew. Mr. Brisbane was right. I hadn't been eating much lately, but it wasn't because I was ill. It was because I felt so guilty about Miranda. Could a veterinarian, Mr. Brisbane called it a vet, work that out? Didn't think so. It was quiet in the Brisbane's house for most of the day. Mr. Brisbane spent a lot of time in his workshop, making things out of wood, like bird boxes and picture frames. Hogg was unusually quiet, even for him. There were no giggling students or break bells or spelling tests to keep me awake. I finally crawled into my sleeping hut, but I didn't actually fall asleep. I kept picturing my friends hard at work on Humphreyville. Or since I was in so much trouble, maybe they'd change the name. Somehow, Ogberg didn't sound very good to me. Time dragged on until Mrs. Brisbane finally came home. "How are the guys?" she asked her husband. "Fine, fine. Although Humphrey is quieter than usual. Did you get my message about the vet?" "Yes. I telephoned Mrs. Payne to tell her we were getting Humphrey examined this afternoon. In fact, I invited her to come along. I was going to the vet surgery that same afternoon with Mrs. Payne." "What did she say?" "She goes to work at 4, Mrs. Brisbane checked her watch, which reminds me, we better get going if we were to make it there by 4:30. 4:30? It was close to 4:30 already. I only had time to squeak, "Wish me luck," to Og before my cage was covered and I was whisked out of the door with the Brisbanes. As long as I'd been in room 26, I'd worried about the problems of my classmates. Now I was in big trouble myself. My friends didn't even know about it. I was glad my cage was covered because the air was freezing cold. But travelling that way is like being blindfolded. By the time I could see what was going on around me, I was in the waiting room of the vet surgery. "Dr. Drew will see Humphrey in a few minutes," a man behind the desk told us. I had a few minutes to look around and I was shocked, shocked, shocked. To the right of me was a large white dog with brown freckles and huge teeth, like Miranda's unfriendly dog, Clem. He licked his chops. That meant he was hungry. I quickly turned my head. To the left of me was a cage with a cat in it. The cat had black fur and white paws. Its dark green eyes were staring right at me, a little too hard for my own comfort. I decided to look straight ahead, where there was a huge tank with fish of every colour. Some had stripes and even polka dots, and they swam round and round a pink castle. I wished I could be behind glass instead of sitting so close to those two dangerous creatures. Those few minutes the man said at the desk had mentioned seemed like a few hours to me. Then something shocking happened. The door swung open and in walked Mr. Payne, followed by Mandy, Pammy, Tammy and Brian. Mrs. Brisbane was as stunned as I was. "Mandy, what are you doing here?" Mandy looked as if she wanted to be anywhere but in that surgery. Mrs. Brisbane gained control of herself and put her hand out to Mr. Payne. "Hello, Mr. Payne. This is a surprise." She introduced the Paynes to Mr. Brisbane and everyone said hello. I must say, Mr. Payne didn't seem very happy to be there. Mandy seemed even unhappier. I didn't know if that was because of me or because of her red nose. Pammy and Tammy were too busy kicking each other to notice where they were, while Brian tore pages out of a magazine. "The wife said I should come and see what the doc says." Mr. Payne was extremely glum. "If that's okay with you." Mrs. Brisbane politely said it was fine with her, but it didn't seem fine to me. Mandy's mum didn't trust Mrs. Brisbane to tell her honestly what the vet said. That ruffled my fur a bit. "Now see here, Mr. Payne," I squeaked, which wasn't such a good idea. When they heard me, the dog and the cat got excited, barking and snarling and growling and meowing in a very unnecessary way. I only hope they wouldn't discover that my cage had a lock that doesn't lock. Just as I was about to escape into my sleeping hut for safety, a woman dressed in all in green entered. She had dark skin, dark hair and big dark eyes like Ms. Mack, my first teacher. "Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Drew. Is Humphrey all set?" I was all set to get out of that waiting room, I can tell you. Mrs. Brisbane stepped forward and introduced everyone to the vet. It was decided that Mandy and her sisters and brother would stay in the waiting room while the adults came into the examination room with me. It was nice and warm inside, so why was I quivering and shivering? Dr. Drew put my cage on a padded table and smiled at me. "Now, Humphrey, is this your first exam?" "Yes, yes, yes," I squeaked loudly, which made Dr. Drew smile even more. "Certainly sounds healthy," she said, as she opened my cage and reached in and took me out. "Don't worry, Humphrey, this won't hurt a bit." Dr. Drew spoke to the humans. "This isn't any different from any kind of examinations you get. Now, has Humphrey had problems lately?" "He's pretty lively, but he hasn't been eating as much as usual," said Mr. Brisbane. "Made all my kids sick," said Mr. Payne. Dr. Drew was surprised. "Really?" "Yeah. He spent the weekend at our house and all my kids got sick. Some of the other kids at school too, right?" He turned to Mrs. Brisbane. "Everyone who's been ill seems to have a cold, even children who didn't take Humphrey home," Mrs. Brisbane said firmly. "It's highly unusual for humans to fall ill from handling a hamster. It's more common for a hamster to pick up a disease from a human or other animal, but let's check him out." Dr. Drew's touch was so gentle, I relaxed. She put one hand underneath me and held her other hand above my head, making a little tent for me. Very, very, very nice. "We'll check the eyes first, because that's where we usually see signs of infection or disease in hamsters." Cupping me in one hand, she gently shone the light directly into one eye. "Whoa, that was a wake-up call." Next, she checked my other eye. "Looking good," she said. "No discharge or inflammation. Now I'll listen to his heartbeat." Dr. Drew picked up a stethoscope, a word I do not want to see on the spelling test. It had a plug for each of her ears and a tiny piece that she held against my chest. First, she listened. Then she smiled. "Excellent. A very healthy heart, Humphrey. Now let's check out that weight." She put me on a scale that was flat and square. She also put a few chunks of Nutri-Nibbles on the scale. "Those will keep him there for a second." She let go of me, and while I picked up a treat, she said, "Well, even if he's not eating well, his weight is completely normal." While I nibbled away, Dr. Drew and Mrs. Brisbane discussed what I ate. "He usually eats everything, vegetables, fruit, hamster food, yogurt drops," said Mrs. Brisbane. "Excellent," said the vet. "Lots of variety. That's what hamsters like. Right, Humphrey?" "You bet," I squeaked, and the doctor chuckled. "But I just found some old food hidden in his cage and I realised he's not been eating as much as before." Dr. Drew bit her lip for a second, then asked, "Has there been any change in his environment lately?" Mrs. Brisbane nodded. "Well, I had to take him out of the classroom because of the complaint." I noticed Mr. Payne was staring at his shoes. "So I suppose things are a little upset for him," my teacher added. "That could be it," said Dr. Drew. "Some hamsters are very sensitive to even small changes." She's right about that. I'm a very sensitive hamster, and Dr. Drew was a very good vet. Sometimes hamsters get infections in their cheek pouches because they store food there. So, open wide, Humphrey. She picked me up and gently pulled my mouth open, using the small light to look inside my mouth. "Clean as a whistle," she said. "Fur is nice and shiny. I'll take a sample of some stool if there's any in there." I was confused because it turns out that stool is poo. I have a corner of my cage where I make my poo. She took some with tweezers and put it in the tube. It's nice and firm, which is a good sign. What a surprise. Usually, when my classmates clean my cage, they go, "Ew," or "Yuck," when they get to the poo part. But it didn't bother the doctor at all. She even had a nice name for it. Stool. The vet held me up to her eye level and said, "Humphrey, we need to get you back to your old environment, but in the meantime, you are one healthy, handsome hamster." I remember when Ms. Mack picked me out of Petorama and told Carl, the shop assistant, "He's obviously the most intelligent and handsome hamster you have." I really missed Ms. Mack, but she sent me postcards, so I knew she still cared. Dr. Drew cared too. She may not have been able to work out that I felt guilty about Miranda, but she'd worked out that I wasn't sick. Try varying his food even more, and just to make sure he perks up, I'm giving you some yummy vitamin chews, and I can guarantee Humphrey will like them. I like them already. In fact, I felt so happy, I was a little hungry. She gently put me back in my cage. Humphrey, I have a friend here today you might like to meet. She went to the door and called out, Judy, could you bring Winky in here? Then she turned to Mr. Payne. Tell me, what did the doctor say about your children's illnesses? Mr. Payne looked down at the tips of his toes and squirmed like Sit Still Seth. Didn't take them. It's hard to get the kids all bundled up in the car. I see, said the vet. But they're better now. Yes, they had runny noses and coughs and a temperature for a few days. Just about drove me crazy. I take care of them now that I... He stopped. Mr. Payne had a really hard time finishing sentences. Well, I don't think it was from Humphrey, said the vet. The wife's convinced it is. There was silence until Mrs. Brisbane said, Dr. Drew, could you write a report or a letter and send it to Mrs. Payne? That would probably put her mind at ease. In fact, I could pass it on to the head and to the other parents. Dr. Drew smiled. Okay, I'd be glad to. Just then, the door opened and a blonde woman wearing a pink smock with pictures of teddy bears all over it came in carrying a small cage. Here's Winky, she said. Dr. Drew introduced everyone to Judy and said, Judy rescues hamsters. Sometimes she has more than 20 of them in the house. Rescues them from where? Asked Mrs. Brisbane. It's exactly the question I wanted to ask. I was picturing hamsters on top of burning buildings, floating down on rafts in a flood, trapped by the weight of an avalanche. Sometimes people decide that taking care of a hamster is too much work. That's something to think about when you get a pet, said Judy. Mostly I get them from Petorama. They're rejects, like Winky here. Reject hamsters, said Mrs. Brisbane. Yes, if they're not perfect, people won't buy them. He put Winky's cage on the table next to mine. I could easily see how he got his name, because he was winking at me. I winked back. For some reason, Winky was born with one eye and he doesn't have any teeth. Neither of those things bothers him. He's able to eat a variety of foods. He only needs one good eye. Does look like he's winking, said Mrs. Brisbane. He's very cute. He was not as handsome as I am, but I have to admit he looked like a nice fellow. Hey, Winky, you look fine to me, I squeaked. Then I was surprised when he squeaked back. Thanks, friend. I was kind of worried when Petorama rejected me. Luckily, Judy came round and rescued me. He understood me and I understood him. This was a first. Petorama, that's where I came from, I told him. Remember Carl? He just got made assistant manager, Winky squeaked at me. Imagine that. They had a big party to celebrate, he added. You don't say. Hey, did he ever sell that chinchilla? I asked. Yeah, a really nice family took him, he told me. Oh, and just before I left, they got in a big shipment of new hamster cages. One of them is 4 levels high. No kidding. Suddenly, all the humans, even Mr. Payne, were laughing. Sounds like these two have a lot in common, said Mrs. Brisbane. Let's get them a little closer. Dr. Drew took me out of my cage again. Judy took Winky out of his cage. Now, you shouldn't put hamsters together in the same cage unless they've been raised together, but they can sniff each other. Judy held Winky close up to me, and we stared at each other eye to eye. I took a big sniff. Yep, he was a hamster all right. Where do you live now, he asked. In the schoolroom with lots of kids, I said. Sounds like fun, Winky replied. It is, but it's work too. Winky definitely winked at me. Nice work if you can get it, pal. With that, we were whisked back into our cages. If you know anyone who wants a special winking happy hamster, give me a call, said Judy. I only had time to squeak good luck before Winky was gone. Any other questions? Asked the vet. No one had any. So my cage was closed up and we were ready to go. Before we got to the door, Dr. Drew said, Oh, by the way, if you know anyone searching for a job, we have an opening for a veterinary assistant. Mr. Payne stopped in his tracks. What's that? Someone to feed the animals, give them water, take them for walks, clean their cages, give them medicine. The person has to be able to lift heavy bags of food, interact with animals, that sort of thing. We'll train them. Mr. Payne had a strange look in his eyes. And the hours? There's some flexibility there. Do you have someone in mind? Mr. Payne hesitated. I decided to squeak up for him. He needs a job. Hire Mr. Payne. Please, please, please. Dr. Drew turned towards me. Humphrey, do you have someone in mind? Mr. Payne. I had never squeaked so loudly in my whole life. I know you're trying to tell us something. Mr. Payne cleared his throat. I might be interested. I mean, I don't know if I'm right for the job. The vet turned to him and smiled. How do you feel about taking care of animals? Good, Mr. Payne said. I had a nice dog when I was a kid. Name was Lady, and I learned a lot from watching this examination. I'm strong. I'm a good worker. Why don't you fill an application now and come in and talk to my partners and me tomorrow morning? You can bring the children if you need to. I saw something new in Mr. Payne's eyes. They came to life for a few seconds. Okay, he said. Soon we were out in the waiting room. Mandy was holding a funny dog in her lap. He had short legs and a long body. Tammy, Pammy and Brian stood round us staring at the odd animal. See, Dad, it's a sausage dog, she cried out. The lady sitting next to Mandy, who obviously owned the dog, smiled and actioned, actually. His name is Fritz. Fritz did look like a sausage or a hot dog. Do you like dogs, Mandy? Asked Mrs. Brisbane. Yes, and cats too. But what I'd really like is a hamster. Smart girl, that Mandy. Dr. Drew took Fritz and his owner into the office. Kids, I've got to fill in some papers, said Mr. Payne. Please be quiet and let me concentrate. Okay, we'll watch the fish, said Mandy. How's Humphrey? Humphrey, said Mrs. Brisbane. Humphrey is just perfect. It was nice to hear I was perfect, even though I knew I was not. Humphrey, examined by a vet. Students anxiously await classroom hamster's medical report. The Humphreyville Herald.